Police, Florida golfer repeatedly punched 87-year-old who later died. By Amy Furr on August 6, 2023. A Florida golfer has been arrested on a manslaughter charge regarding the death of a man who was 87 years old at the Glenview County Club in the Villages. 76-year-old Robert Edward Moore Jr. is accused of punching the victim over and over again, which led to his death, after a confrontation at the country club on June 28, Fox 35 reported Friday. An image shows the suspect in the case. When the victim, identified as Dean Williams Zook, ran into what Moore thought was his vehicle in the club's parking lot, he reportedly asked Moore if they could exchange insurance information. However, Moore is accused of repeatedly punching the victim who tried to block the blows with his hands. Following the confrontation, the suspect realized the vehicle that was involved was not his car, therefore, he left to go find it. Zook spoke with deputies following the incident but began to slur his words and stumble before the ambulance was called. Doctors later discovered that Zook was bleeding from his brain and ultimately died on July 16, the Fox report said. Video footage from inside the country club's restaurant recorded Moore exiting the building that evening, then going back inside 1 minute after the incident occurred. After law enforcement got a tip on June 29 about Moore, they learned he was at the Havana Country Club wearing the same outfit from the day before. In a photo posted June 29, the Sumter County Sheriff's Office shared images of what appeared to be the suspect, wearing a light blue shirt and white hat. The agency said detectives needed help identifying the man pictured who was involved in an incident on June 28 at the Glenview Country Club. According to the Fox report, a Google search for Moore led the detective to a news article from November 2022 referencing Moore scoring a hole-in-one at another golf course. In the article's photo, he was wearing the same shoes, shorts, and sunglasses seen in the Glenview Country Club video surveillance, the article said. The suspect also owns a car that is the same model as the one Zook hit. People who would go to this physical length to harm somebody in their 80s and beat them so badly they ultimately died clearly have impulse and anger management issues of some sort, ABC News contributor and former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett stated. Moore reportedly told authorities Zook grabbed him and would not let go, therefore, he punched the man, per ABC News. The outlet said the suspect was released on a $30,000 bond.